Drought Outlook for 2008. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Over the past week, Tennessee Farm Bureau members have been meeting across the state to kick off the new year with updates on legislative and agricultural issues, where the main focus was on the freeze and drought issues of last year, as well as a look ahead at predictions of drought for this year. And Warren County farmer Robert Love attended the district meeting in Cookeville.
It's effective, but what can you do about the drought? The good man above one controlled all that, so I don't know. It's good to come to these meetings and get acquainted. And they can talk about it, and maybe they'll come up with some alternatives.
Love and his son run a nursery operation in Warren County, where they raise around 100 acres of nursery stock. Love says that in the 21 years they've been in the nursery business, it's the driest he's ever seen it.
Well, we've seen some bad years in there, but it's the driest we've seen in a long time. I think it will. It all indication it's going to be dry, and it's going to slow the growth down, too. And, of course, some people don't have irrigation, some does, but the creek that we have is lower than I've ever seen it. We can irrigate, but where's the water going to come from?
And even though the freeze and drought affected every aspect of agriculture across the state, Love says they were affected by both, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Well, the freeze was pretty bad. It didn't hurt as bad as some people. We didn't have a lot of small liners. So there's a lot of stuff not available that was last year. So I don't know what the outcome is going to be. It's picking up a little right now. The shipping season is. So maybe it'll recover. It's not all going to show up when they try to leave out this year. There'll be some dead stuff we don't realize. In fact, we're shipping some today.
These meetings have been spread across the state and have focused on what the farmers can do to minimize the damage if, in fact, this summer does bring on a continuation of the drought. Ideas such as drought-tolerant forages, alternate water sources, and ways to get cost-share dollars for that idea were some of the ways mentioned. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.